The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
The service of Compline this evening is dedicated to the memory of all who have died, and especially we remember and memorialize those who have been members of this choir. Peter Hallett, Charles Sherwood, Lawrence Amack, James Brumbaugh, Brock Burrows, Father Ralph Karskadden, Curtis Chapel, Carl Crozier, Everett Edenloff, Dwayne Foggs, Alfred Gress, Carl Carter, Bern Erbelsheimer, James Holloway, Reverend Joseph LeBrock, Randall McCarty, Brent Olson, George Peckham, Richard Prue, Paul Wright, Oliver Scantz, Winfield Tudor, Hal Wallace, Burley Bortez, James Weaver.
As it was in the beginning.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O
Jesus, Son of Mary, Fount of Life alone.
Now we hail thee present on thy altar throne. Humbly we adore thee, Lord of endless might. In the mystic symbols veiled from earthly sight.
As the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Reserve us for servant free. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant us, we beseech thee, that having this hope, we may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear again with power and great glory, we may be made like unto him in his eternal and glorious kingdom. Wherewith thee, O Father, and thee, O Holy Ghost, he liveth and reigneth ever, one God, world without end.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, you have made all the peoples of the earth for your glory, to serve you in freedom and in peace. Give to the people of our country a zeal for justice and the strength and forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God, we remember this day before thee, thy faithful servant Reed. And we pray that, having opened to him the gates of larger life, thou wilt receive him more and more into thy joyful service. That with all who have faithfully served thee in the past, he may share in the eternal victory of Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthems for this evening is Primo Text by the English composer Thomas Compton. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that liveth in me, yea, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. We brought nothing into this world, neither may we carry anything out of this world. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Even as it pleaseth the Lord, so cometh things to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, from henceforth, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Even so saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labor.
Oh,
us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is the Lord only that maketh us glad.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.